Looking back on May 29, the day in 1919, when Charles Stride of Minnesota, remember that name, received his patent for the pop-up toaster. And thank you to him. This might surprise you, considering it's May. It was on this day in 1942 that Bing Crosby recorded White Christmas for the first time. Talk about getting on top of Christmas early.
I'm dreaming of a Christmas.
In 1987, Michael Jackson made an unsuccessful bid to buy the remains of the Elephant Man. It was one of the strange events at the time that earned him the nickname Wacko Jacko.
Wacko Jacko. It's not nice. I'm not a wacko.
May 29 birthdays. One of Australia's most recognised voices, Pete Smith, is 80.
As we celebrate 40 years of television on the world's richest quiz, Tale of the Century.
Australian singer-songwriter Bernie Lynch is 66. Together with Grace Knight, they had a string of hits through the 80s as the Eurogliders. Danny Elfman is also 66 today. He was a member of Oingo Boingo in the 80s, but these days he's better known for his amazing music scores for movies like Batman, The Avengers, Oz the Great and Powerful, and the 50 Shades movies. And he composed this TV theme. Actor Rupert Everett turned 60. He was in My Best Friend's Wedding, Shakespeare in Love, and is the voice of Prince Charming in the Shrek movies.
Now bow before your king!
And Melissa Etheridge is 58.
Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see I'm burning alive?
Finally, one of the true entertainment legends, Bob Hope, was born on this day. He died aged 100 in 2003.
Now, actually, it's my 41st year on television with NBC, which proves that Abraham Lincoln was wrong. You can't fool all of the people all of the time.
Remembering the great Bob Hope on May 29.